Hi, I'm Yusuf Zine. My latest TVO Today podcast is on how a Canadian ends up in a Chinese prison and if he's even alive. Listen and subscribe to Extradition. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
For more in-depth perspectives and interesting stories, sign up for our daily newsletter at tvo.org/daily.
Newcomers to Canada often know the big cities, Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver. But a new federal immigration pilot program aims to expand that list and help settle people in some lesser-known rural and northern destinations. Ashley Okwosa is an assistant editor at TVO.org and the newest member of our digital team, and she's been looking into how it works. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so you looked into some programs that help encourage newcomers settle into rural and northern parts of Ontario. What can you tell us about those programs?
So I looked mostly at the Rural Employment Initiative, which actually helps permanent residents living in the GTA move to rural communities if they're interested. And I did make mention of the Rural Northern Immigration Pilot, which is a relatively new program. It's a federal immigration program. And that actually offers a path to permanent residency, for individuals who are willing to move to some of these communities. So I guess the real difference really is that one actually targets individuals who are already permanent residents, and the second program actually offers a path to permanent residency for individuals who are not permanent residents.
Now, you wrote about a family that moved from Mississauga to Sault Ste. Marie. Tell me about their journey there.
So I interviewed Monikata and Shandaskaran, who moved from Bangalore to Mississauga. He moved to Mississauga mainly because he had friends and family and thought that it would kind of be a really great place to raise his family. He has over a decade worth of experience in automotive industries, his wife in HR, and they have two kids. And he started looking for job opportunities. It was a little difficult at first. He was able to find something working as a project manager, but I think he quickly realized that in order to afford the life that he had hoped for his family, he probably wouldn't be able to do that on the salary that he was getting in a city like Mississauga. So he reached out to the Newcomer Center of Peel, which is actually the organization that implements this rural employment initiative. And they kind of began the process of looking for different opportunities. And he settled on Sault Ste. Marie, and he's living there happily, with his family right now.
So, of course, we're in the midst of a pandemic. And, for newcomers adjusting to new cities, that can already be a challenge. How does the added extra pressure of a pandemic change things for newcomers?
So I will speak directly to the case of Manikatan, but I think for him, he was already considering the move before the pandemic. And I think that what the pandemic did was it kind of just made the decision a little bit more apparent for him, because he was looking at, last time I checked, about 3,000 confirmed cases in Mississauga and about 31 in the Algoma district. So I think it just kind of made the decision a little bit easier for him. And he just felt like his family would be safer in Sault Ste. Marie than they would be in Mississauga.
Now, something in your article that you talk about is this concept of social capital. For viewers who aren't familiar, what is that? And how did that play into kind of the decisions for him and his family?
So I think for him, social capital, not just for him, but the definition, according to just my reporting, is that social capital is really friendship, it's community, it's kind of being able to find people who you have coffee with or people with whom you have a shared sense of identity or understanding. And I think it just kind of makes the transition to a new place easier. So like I mentioned, Monikatan decided to sort of, move to Mississauga at first, and that's because he had friends and he had family, and he had people with whom he shared, a culture with. So I think that that definitely helped make the transition to a new country very much easier for him.
Now, we've done a number of stories about resettling in the north. I had done a story about a Syrian family that moved to Sault Ste. Marie. In a lot of these programs that we talk about, they don't really last that long. Some of these programs last a couple months, maybe sometimes a year or so. What else is needed to help newcomers adjust even after the programs are done?
I think that, in the story, there was, a community that also created this local immigration partnership, and they had settlement programs. So what they did is they would actually help newcomers, help their children enroll in school and help them find housing, which is great. But another aspect is that, someone that I spoke to said that programs only go so far, which I think is really important. And I think that the real defining thing in helping people feel like they're part of the community is really, feeling welcomed by other residents, right? So that's kind of the most substantial thing when it comes to people moving to a new community and feeling like they really belong there.
I'm curious, the family's been there since March. How much do they love it?
He said that he really loves it. It's so interesting because he said that his, he lived in Bangalore before, really big city. And he said that his idea of Canada was actually, somewhere very peaceful and very quiet, which is more like Sault Ste. Marie, the Mississauga. So I think it's, he said it met all his needs and knew in every way. And I think him and his family are really enjoying it.
Thank you so much, Ashley. That's Ashley Okwosa. Her article can be read on TVO.org. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
The Agenda with Steve Paikin is brought to you by the Chartered Professional Accountants of Ontario. CPA Ontario is a regulator, an educator, a thought leader, and an advocate. We protect the public. We advance our profession. We guide our CPAs. We are CPA Ontario. And by viewers like you. Thank you.